from strong advocates in Los Angeles, California. This is Employee Rights.
Wrongful termination and pregnancy discrimination lawsuit brought by former university employee. A former human resources employee at Cal Poly is suing the university for wrongful termination and discrimination based on sex, pregnancy, and medical condition. On September 30, 2016, Sarah Lessing was terminated 5 days after going on disability leave for her pregnancy. The university alleges she was terminated for documented performance issues. In the suit, Lessing states that she discovered she was pregnant in September 2016, 5 months after starting her job as administrative support coordinator for Cal Poly's Human Resources Department. The suit, filed in San Luis Obispo Superior Court, names the university and Lessing's supervisor, Samson Blackwell, as defendants. After Lessing began getting sick at work, she informed her supervisors that she needed to take a 1 month leave as a result of complications related to her pregnancy. Blackwell informed Lessing that her leave was protected under a pregnancy disability leave policy of the university. However, just 5 days after Lessing began her disability leave, she was informed of her termination. In the complaint, Lessing alleges that her disability leave was approved by her employer after submitting all necessary documentation and after she informed her supervisor of when she would begin to take her leave. Under the California Pregnancy Disability Leave Law, it is unlawful to fire someone for being pregnant or taking pregnancy disability leave. Employees who have been employed for a total of at least 12 months and have worked at least 1,250 hours in the last 12 months are entitled to take time off work for medical reasons related to pregnancy or childbirth under the Federal Family Medical Leave Act or the California Family Rights Act. However, an employee can be fired for reasons not related to their pregnancy or disability. The suit states that 5 days after Lessing had begun her pregnancy disability leave, she was informed of her termination. In a statement, the university disclosed that Lessing was a probationary employee who is non-retained because of performance issues. Lessing is suing the university for damages, attorney's fees, and the cost of the suit.
Have you been wrongfully terminated, harassed, or discriminated against at work? Call Strong Advocates now at 800-870-9886. 800-870-9886. Once again, that's 800-870-9886. Or visit strongadvocates.com. This podcast may be freely shared but may not be modified or edited in any way. Unless the speaker introduces themselves as an attorney, they are a non-attorney spokesperson. This is an attorney advertisement. This podcast is for information only and is not presented as legal advice. Listening or subscribing to this podcast does not in any way create an attorney-client relationship. The hiring of a lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely on advertisements.